Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Okay, and your individual answers are confidential. I'm speaking with Jacob Garcia.
This is.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, would you prefer... Okay, let me see. Does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, and are you 21 and or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be definitely will vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely.
Okay. All right, sir, and just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
Mexican.
Okay, so be Hispanic or Latino, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, sir, and then just for qualification purposes for this survey, what is your age?
37.
37, okay. Okay, so in thinking about the direction, you know, the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'd say dissatisfied.
Okay, dissatisfied. All right, sir, now I'm going to read you a list of different issues, you know, and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10. How important of an issue is for you, you know, to have them focus on that? You say 10 if it's the most important, 5 is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. Okay, you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one would be lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Not important at all, somewhat, or most important?
So I'd probably say a 7.
A 7? Okay, what about improving K through 12 education?
That should be like a 9.
9? Okay, fighting racism and discrimination?
Probably a 5.
5. Reducing substance abuse in our communities?
5.
Okay, protecting voting rights and democracy.
5.
And making college more affordable.
Probably like a 3.
3? Okay.
Yes.
3. All right. Okay, sir, and now thinking about, you know, race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for Hispanic and Latino community?
I think they're staying about the same.
It is staying about the same, okay. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same in, you know, as in white communities?
I think they're worse.
Worse, okay. All right, so in which of the following do you feel are having, you know, the most negative impact on Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to 2, okay? Would you say vaping, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, cigarettes, opioids, and fentanyl, alcohol, and marijuana and other cannabis products?
I'd say alcohol and tobacco, smoking.
Okay, it'd be cigarettes?
Yes.
And what else?
Alcohol.
Okay, alcohol. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support. abstains, you know, education and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes, you know, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health, you know, outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Well, somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay. I'm sorry, and do you agree or disagree that the government should stop blocking, you know, the tobacco harm reduction strategy, focus, you know, on helping millions of American adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes, you know, switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products? Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay. All right, sir, and now I'd like to ask you to rate your your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with that product. E-cigarettes or vapes?
Not familiar.
Not familiar. Okay. Oral nicotine pouches?
Not familiar.
Heat not burn tobacco product?
Not familiar.
Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. Now I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down, you know, consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives, you know, lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10, you know, who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, you know, the most harmful from of tobacco, formal tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, would you say that you say this is the primary reason for these changes? More government restrictions and bans, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, or, you know, cost of smoking has gone up, or more education and anti-tobacco advertising?
I think education.
Education, okay. All right, sir, now I'd like to read you two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the, you know, the following statements do you agree with more? Okay, statement one says, while it may, you know, be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine pouches and prescription medications. The other one says, we must recognize that not everyone can, you know, or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through a traditional cessation products like nicotine pouches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults, you know, who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risks compared to cigarettes. Which one would you agree with more, the first one or the second one?
Well, neither one of them, but probably the second one would be, I'd agree with more.
Okay, second one. All right, sir, and then would you say that that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I can say.
Okay, so, no, okay. All right, sir, and we almost finished with this survey. I only have some statements to read to you, and we should be done. I really thank you for your time, okay? Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each, you know, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement, but you can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, the first one says, we know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, But nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a cancer, while smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is, you know, addictive, they represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke. Would you say do not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with that?
I do not agree with it.
What number would you say from 0 to 10?
3.
Okay, many people who smoke today come from my minority populations. You know, the nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year is not the wealthy white neighborhoods. So nobody is paying attention. But we can, you know, we can't just pretend this isn't happening. The FDA must be instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live. It could save hundreds of thousands of lives every year. Would you say do not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree from 0 to 10?
Probably 7.
Okay, medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across the communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. Do not agree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
6.
Okay. When someone is overdosing on opioids, you know, their lives may be saved by using another drug like naloxone or Narcan. Okay, this drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And when we hear about opioid deaths every night, you know, on the news, but smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids. And the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows that there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage. Would you say do not agree with that, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Strongly agree, 9.
Okay. All right, so then the last one say, let's be clear, okay, when we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they should quit. You know, quitting all tobacco and nicotine is best choice for adults who currently smoke. And we should continue to educate everyone, you know, on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean we should leave them, you know, to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke, you know, with less harmful alternatives until they do. Would you say do not agree with that, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
5.
5. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, so sometimes over the course of the survey, you know, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, okay, but if you'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve less outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
7.
This is about just agreeing, sir. Just strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat agree.
Okay. All right, sir. And do you agree or disagree that the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy focused on helping millions of Americans, you know, adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Strongly agree. Okay. Strongly agree. All right, so in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Wine, yes or no?
Yes.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Beer?
Yes.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
Cigarettes?
No.
Cigars?
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
And soda or pop?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right, sir, and switching gears a little bit, just a few questions are for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
Second year of college.
I have some college or vocational certificate, college graduate like bachelor's degree or postgraduate like master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, or et cetera.
College certificate.
Okay, so be, okay, like a vocational certificate?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so then are you married? I'm married with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I'm not going to answer any further questions.
Okay, so this is just for qualification purpose. That's the end of the survey.
That's fine. That's getting more personal than just the questions that you were asking before.
Yeah, but that's, you know, this is for qualification purpose of the service. So just last few questions, okay?
Okay.
Which of the following best describes how you think your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low class? Low income?
Working class.
Working class, okay. All right, sir, and are you, as any member of your household, a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban, okay. All right, sir, and do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Alright, so regardless how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, okay. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Someone else.
Alright, so if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I don't know yet.
Okay. All right, sir. With this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great evening, sir. Appreciate your help.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.